Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at John's Gospel, the discipleship journey with Jesus, and this is Appendix 9, the Sending of the Holy Spirit. In the farewell discourses, Jesus is clear that the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, will be sent after his death, resurrection, and ascension. One of the questions that has divided Christians historically is who will send the Spirit, the Father or Jesus? Look at the passages in question. 14:16, I will ask the Father and he will give you another counselor. 14:26a, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. 15:26, when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father. And then finally, 16:7, unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. In a related passage from Luke, Jesus says at his ascension, I am going to send you what my Father has promised, Luke 24:49. There is no real conflict, since Jesus and the Father are one in purpose and action. It is common to attribute an action to the authorizing authority, not to those who implement the action. For example, Herod Antipas beheaded Jesus, that is, he authorized it, but he didn't perform the act itself. It is said that Solomon built the temple, but didn't do the labor himself. As simple as this might seem, this issue has divided the Western Church from the Eastern Church for nearly 2,000 years. The issue involves the term filioque, Latin, and from the Son. The original Greek version of the Nicene Creed, adopted by the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, and amended by the Council of Constantinople in 381 AD, reads, And we believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, and who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified. However, the Western version, used in the West since the 6th century, and adopted by the Pope in 1041 AD, without agreement by the Eastern Church, reads, And we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified. In other words, the Western version says that the Holy Spirit comes forth from the Father and the Son, while the Eastern version affirms only that the Holy Spirit comes forth from the Father. Though the issue of papal primacy is the main cause for the schism between the Eastern and Western churches in 1054 AD, the issue of the filioque has contributed to the conflict and is an obstacle to modern attempts at reunification.